Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Ein Tzoylen Bosor, Botzol Ubeitzo. One is not allowed to roast these three things. Meat, onions, eggs, Elekadeshi Yitzoylen Vadyam. Things that are generally roasted on top of. The difference in roasting and cooking is that cooking is in water. Roasting is where the heat gets directly to the thing that's being roasted. It has a different consistency. Elekadeshi Yitzoylen Vadyam. So you have to leave it there. And it's not cooking in the flame, it's on top of the flame, like on a spit, on a grill. So it has to be that it's put there, ba'oifin, where it's going to be roasted, mibaydiyayim. Now these are also dinim of what you're not allowed to do Shabbos because it's not being done before Shabbos, but some of the dinim that we had before were al tzbeshama v'esil al tzshvisas kelim. We also had gzeris that are muskim by everybody, Beisham and Beisil. This din is also not a machlok Beisham and Beisil. This din is a din across the board. Now this din is a halacha that's going to get in every kitchen on Shabbos. One is not allowed to leave food that's in the process of being cooked or roasted on the flame if it's not fully roasted or cooked before Shabbos. This is called shehiyo. There's another issue called chazara, which is even where something was put in a way that's allowed to be on the flame, if it's taken off, you're not allowed to return it. That we'll learn about in Yitzhak Shem Perikir in the third parak. But over here we have the aloch of shir, leaving food on an open flame. The chazal were goyzer, shema yichate b'cholim, maybe you're going to stir the coals. And this is the reason why in every Jewish home there's a blech or a hot plate, is in order to avoid the problem of shehiyah. It's also to avoid the problem of chazor, but that would mean that Hashem will learn in the third parak. Over here, you need that the flame should be what's called grufo ktuma. Again, the protim are going to be in the third parak. Over here, the mission just says it as a black and white klal. Leaving something on an open flame, ba'oifin, where there's access to playing around with that which will heat it. There's yichate b'cholim in present-day terminology, would be where the knobs could be adjusted in order to make the flame go higher, in order to make it cook. If it's already cooked, then you don't have a problem. Now, what does it mean already cooked? Something could be edible, but it's not fully cooked. So here we have the famous shir that's called Kemaichel ben Drusoy. Kemaichel ben Drusoy is, not like Sushainim, the Rav quotes, Shlish Bishul, you look at the other Mepharshim, they quote, Mechza Mavushal, it's really Machlek Sushainim, halfway cooked or a third cooked. Kemaichel ben Drusoy. Ben Drusoy was a famous robber that used to eat his food on the go, so he didn't eat his food fully cooked. He cooked it till it was edible, and he ate it like that. Something that's edible, Chazal weren't geyser. What do you mean? Maybe you're still going to adjust the flame in order to make it fully cooked. The more people are playing around with the flame under a dish being prepared as it nears the finish line, usually in the beginning not. But v'chol zois, Chazal felt that a person would be anxious to adjust the flame or to poke around the gecholim before the food is ready. Once the food is ready, lachil, they're not. So once it's kemaichel ben drusoy, then there's no issur. We might point out, the Mishnah only mentions sheitzel. The same thing is really with cooked food. Except that before, in an earlier Mishnah, we had leaving a yoyrel, leaving a vat on a flame. One's allowed to do that, according to Beis Hillel. The problem over there was only Beis Shammai, al tshvisas kelim. And the Mefarshim point out, we made mention of it earlier, that the yoyre has to be that it's a pot that's not on the flame. It's akura minoyesh. It's sitting on a countertop. A kli rishon can be mevasho, even when it's off a flame. That's the case where there would be a problem, according to Beis Shammai, of the kli being mevasho or tseveya. That's shvisas kelim. According to Beis Hillel, it's not a problem. But leaving something on an open flame and it's not yet cooked or not yet ready, that's for sure a problem. The way around this problem, like we just said, is to make sure that there's some type of cover that you shouldn't be able to access the gecholim or the knobs. And that's the Pshan, the Mishnah that we had earlier by Una Shal Pishtan, where it's in the oven. And the problem, again, is only because of Shvi's Kelim, but we're not Geyser, because the source of the flame will be adjusted. Why? Because in an oven, it's not Shaykh. You don't have access to the coals. It's not right there. Mefarshim point this out over here in the Mishnah. Ein noisnim pas latano im chasheicha. I don't know why the Mishnah is Mishan over here. The point is to put in dough that's not going to be ready. Because again, you have the same gzeir that you're going to be mechatas ha-kholim. V'loi charora agabi kholim. not to put a charora, some type of cake that they would put straight on gecholim, and it would be well done. Ela kedei, what's the shear that after that there's no gzeru that you're going to be mechat gecholim? Kedei she yikrimu paneo meboidyam, in order that it should form a crust. Yikrimu is it becomes crusted, paneo meboid yoim. Poneo means the side of the thing that's being baked, that's towards the avir hatanu. That means that it has to be so well done that even the top of it will also be crusted. Rabbi Elazar's mekel, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, in order to avoid the problem of shem yichach b'cholim, it's enough that it's minimally done, which would be what? Kedei sheyikrim hatachten shelo, the part that's directly on the gecholim. We'll just mention two interesting points. One is that the girsa that we have in the Mishnah Bayos is Rebbe Eliezer. L'chor l'fi the klali apsaka tana kamen Rebbe Eliezer, the halacha would normally be like the stomach of the Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer shamuti, who the Gemara says. However, the Mefarshim over here, the Tesis Yantar brings such a girsa, and the Yochanan Boyaz, that there was a girsa here, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yankiv. Whenever the tana Rebbe Eliezer ben Yankiv is mentioned in the Mishnah, normally halacha kamoisi, mishnosi, kavanoki. Poshto machloek sapoiskim had a paskin. L'maisa, we paskin, the way it's in Shulchan Aruch, the be'ezit sad shetikram sagi. Either side being crusted is enough prepared that then there's no gzeru of shem yichata v'kol. L'maisa, what happens if a person does put it on? Does have something cooking and it gets ready on Shabbos? Is he allowed to eat it l'achra maisa? Remember that if somebody does melocha on Shabbos, the halacha is a maisa Shabbos, one is not allowed to eat, but here's not a malacha. Here's a gzeira that one is not allowed to do that, which if he would do on Shabbos, that maisa would be a malacha of bishul. Over here was a mevashel, put it on before Shabbos. What's the halacha? The halacha over here is interesting. If it's bemezid, then one's not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. You have to wait till after Shabbos, b'chdei sheyase. B'chdei sheyase means however long it would take for that process of the preparing the bread or the dish on Shabbos, that's how long you have to wait after the Shabbos. That din of waiting b'chdei sheyase after Shabbos, halacha we find only by gzeirois, otu malacha. By malacha itself, there's no such din. If something was created to chil Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. L'maisa, that's if it's b'mezid. If it's b'shoigig, he put it on b'shoigig. Chazal were makel for pas, because the ikur of Suda Shabbos is pas. And they understand that if you have the bread, you have it for Suda Shabbos. And therefore, if somebody doesn't have chal, doesn't have mazon kedei sheyachlu gimel sudois, he's allowed to partake of that bread. That's the halacha. Okay, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishalshalin es haPesach b'tanur im chashecha. Over here, also use the word im chashecha. The Mefarshim point out chashecha. We use the Mishnah Yud Aleph. Earlier Mishnah, it says im hashomesh, as long as the sun is shining. The chilik in the deal could be what to do with ben hashmoshos. As long as the sun is shining, ben hashmashas l'chay, the sun is not shining. Im chashecha means before it gets dark. That l'chay means when it says a chum. So the Gemara discusses that ben hashmashas, they weren't guys of these gzeres. So various gzeres d'abonon, we'll see mitzvah Hashem later on in through Shabbos and Erev, different gzeres d'abonon, that they were not guys of ben hashmashas. This is one of them. So here we're talking about lowering, mishalshala means lower, like a chain is called a shalshalis. Lowering something from an opening on top, that's the way the ovens were, into the oven. We're talking about, obviously, Karban Pesach, when Erev Pesach was Erev Shabbos. So you're roasting the Karban Pesach for Leil Pesach, which is Shabbos. So you have a bishul problem. So over here, there were goyzer also, over here also there were goyzer l'chor Hashem Yechadah, because it's Shabbos. Yom Tov, obviously, there's no issa because you're allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov. But by the Korban Pesach, the Gemara says they weren't goyzer and you're allowed to do it up until Chashecha. Why? Because Korban Pesach, since it's done b'chabura, we'll learn in Yitzhak Hashem b'mzeches b'sachem, that Korban Pesach has to be eaten b'chabura, so therefore you'll have the in place, you have the checks and balances, somebody will remind you not to be mechatu b'chol, they weren't goyzer. That's the Pshat the Mishnah over here. Here we're talking about another gzeira, where a person has wood and he's making a fire to warm up. So the halacha is that if he's going to add continually twigs up until Shabbos, he might come to put in twigs on Shabbos also. Therefore, let's read the whole line. This is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. ubagvulin outside the Beis Hamikdash, kidei they were goyzer, kidei shetechoiz ha'ur beruban. The fire has to catch on to most of the wood. That means you can't push the wood in little by little, right before the shkia, right before the zman. It has to be that it already caught on to most of the fire. The lashon is the way the Gemara says it, the Rav quotes it, kidei shteshalevis oyle me'leo, and it doesn't need little twigs. The logs have to be caught on. It doesn't need little twigs to feed it in order to catch onto the fire. So bagvulin kidei shteshalevis berubon, but not in the Beis Hamikdash. In Beis Hamikdash, when they made a fire, and that's called Beis Hamoikid, was the place where the Kehanim would stand to warm up. Rav says from the Gemara, Kehanim is visiting. Same way we said by Karban Pesach, there are reminders, you won't come to be over on the Isser of Bishul, you won't be over on the Isser of Havor over here to make a fire. So Memela, they were more makel in Beis Hamikdash. Rav Yehuda Oime Bepechmen Kol Shuhu. Rav Yehuda adds that this Gzeira is only when it's Shchiach, a person puts a fire with logs, he's going to push in little branches. By pechamim, by coals, once they're put in, bederchal, they catch, and they don't. It doesn't flicker. It doesn't need work. I don't know about our charcoals with a barbecue, but what the Mishnah is talking about, by pechamim, is not a gzera. So really, even out of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no gzera shem yichata b'tcholim, and then one, as long as it's pushed into the fire before Shabbos, that's okay. It doesn't need to be that it's oiches es ha'ur, that it already caught fully into flame.